Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
If you're a facilities manager at a university, you know students rely on the cafeteria for breakfast, lunch, dinner, and the occasional late-night snack. So when a dishwasher breaks down and dirty plates pile up, the mess hall can turn messy in the blink of an eye. Enter Grainger. With over a million industrial-grade products and fast delivery, the product you need now is never far away. So you can turn that dishwasher back into a lean, clean washing machine. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Into the Net FC, and this is Alex Alcazaz, a.k.a. the Bear of Texas. And once again, it's time to do a weekly routine recap of the French League. Ligue 1. Now, obviously, when it comes to my regular Premier League recap, things went a little bit different. To be honest with you, for this particular podcast episode, I thought about doing something similar to that one, but clearly there were several games that were of interest in this one, unlike the Premier League, but the results were not quite pleasant. Not quite pleasant at all. Well, as we sit here now, Paris Saint-Germain is still on top. Paris Saint-Germain has yet to lose a match in Ligue 1 this year. And they remain 7 points clear of both Olympique de Marseille and AS Monaco. I was really hoping my hometown club of Olympique Lyonnais would be able to make a statement today, but unfortunately that did not happen. There's honestly not much to say. That, first of all, Marseille and Lille ended in a 1-1 draw. Obviously, that's disappointing for my compatriot, Anthony. You know, this was a must-win for both clubs, Marseille and Lille. Because had Lille won this one, Lille would certainly probably be in a higher position than Monaco and Marseille. There's a possibility that maybe Lille would actually be in second place. But who knows? It would have depended on how many goals Lille scored. Unfortunately for Marseille, I mean, they had the lead for most of the game until Lille equalized in the closing minutes. But this game really, the result of this one is just extremely dull. And this is certainly a tale of missed opportunities for Lille because they had 5 shots on target while Marseille only had 3. Now, there were 2 saves by the Lille goalie and 4 by Marseille's goalie and 12 interceptions by Marseille and 6 by Lille and a combined 9 clearances. This game ended in a 1-1 draw. Very disappointing, I think, for me. You know, the fact that Jonathan David, you know, couldn't really score is a little bit tough. I mean, Jonathan David was the sole number 9 striker for Lille. Lucas Chevalier was in the goalie position for Lille and again made 2 saves. Kind of seems like both these teams are really at it to try to get the best of one another, but unfortunately, this ended in a 1-1 scoring draw. Kind of lost my train of thought for a second when I called it a scoring draw. I should say a 1-1 draw. Well, seeing Marseille's starting lineup, especially in the front three, you have Mopé in front and center, and then you had Rabiot and Mason Greenwood. I really thought Marseille could have scored a pair of goals, especially because this was at home down at the Stade Vélodrome in Marseille. But Marseille really couldn't. Well, they really couldn't take advantage of some opportunities, but the same goes for Lille. Lille had more scoring chances, especially because they had more shots on target, so I feel like Lille and Marseille, both teams missed out on a tremendous opportunity. Auxerre and Lens ended in a 2-2 draw, but I have no comment on that one. Reims and Monaco ending in a 0-0 draw, a scoreless draw. Well, that's very, very unfortunate for Monaco because Marseille misses out on the opportunity and then Monaco misses out on the opportunity. So because Marseille and Monaco both settled for a draw, they both remain tied at 30 points so far. Both teams are at 9 wins, 3 draws, and 3 losses. And honestly, for Monaco, you know, this is very difficult for me to deal with because I'll be honest with you, I've been heavily rooting for Monaco. this particular season. You know, I really thought that Monaco, you know, if not Marseille, I really thought that Monaco could be the team that to actually win Ligue 1, which could possibly still happen because there's plenty of football left to play. But Marseille and Monaco continue to stay behind Paris Saint-Germain, who again is 7 points clear. Les Parisiens are in a good position. It's brutal. And Monaco earlier this week, well, as I say, they're recording on this beautiful Sunday, suffered that 3-0 loss to Arsenal, which was brutal. And I really had hopes that Monaco could somehow, some way pull off the upset in London, but that didn't happen. You know, and I know that I did not take the time to talk about the Champions League earlier this week. Didn't recap the matches, but did briefly mention one of them in the latest Premier League episode. About, you know, Juventus beating Manchester City. So I mentioned, Lille actually got the win in the Champions League this particular week, but unfortunately the same can't be said for Monaco. As far as Paris Saint-Germain actually got the win over RB Salzburg on the road, and Brest actually got the win as well. So it was a respectable week for French football in the Champions League. I only wish Monaco was able to get the job done. So Monaco goes from suffering a 3-0 loss in the Champions League to a 0-0 draw on the road against Reims. So as a result, Monaco kind of stays put. I mean, this is also disappointing for my other compatriot, Laurent, because Nice settled for a 2-2 draw over Montpellier, and Montpellier being the worst club in French football, in the highest tier of French football of Ligue 1. This is extremely disappointing for my friend and compatriot Laurent. So how unfortunate is it that that for me, my two compatriots Laurent and Anthony, it's very disappointing, and also for my good friend and mentor Mr. Steve Adams, who's also a Marseille supporter. As far as French football goes, well, this week has been a tremendous disappointment. Except I can honestly say to Laurent, Anthony, and Steve, well, Your club settled for draws. My club lost to Paris Saint-Germain. And my club is already facing a major issue which could result in them being relegated to the second tier of French football, which would be catastrophic. Yeah, very unfortunate. So Montpellier and Nice finish in a 2-2 draw. Aside from that, there's really nothing else to say. Rennes with a 2-0 win over Angers. Well, no comment on that. At least it would help Rennes stay clear away from the relegation zone. Brest with a 4-1 win over Nantes. Brest continues to be impressive in the Champions League, and they're really trying to put that momentum into Ligue 1. Although Brest is not in the best position right now, they're in 11th place in the French League. And Brest is at 6 wins, 1 draw, and 8 losses. But Brest is still actually playing some respectable football, especially in the Champions League. And in the Champions League, out of curiosity, where they rank, well, they're still up there. They're still up there. Now, Brest's win this week was against PSV Eindhoven. And it was a 1-0 win for the club. So, anything like that, again, against PSV. So, looking at the standings of the Champions League, Brest is actually in 7th place. But Brest is actually the highest-ranked French club in the Champions League, although they are tied with Lille, who's in 8th place. But it's goal differential that makes the difference right now for Brest. So aside from that, now Strasbourg, a 3-0 win over Le Havre. Definitely nothing to say right there. And Paris Saint-Germain with a 3-1 win over Olympique Lyonnais, my club. I will say, seeing Ousmane Dembélé score, seeing a French compatriot score certainly felt good, but after 15 minutes with Les Parisiens up 2-0, I was like, man, this is not good for Lyon. In the 40th minute, Lyon cut that lead in half, and I thought that there was a chance that maybe, that Lyon would actually be able to tie the game at 2 goals apiece. But in the 88th minute, Gonzalo Ramos gave Les Parisiens a 3-1 lead. It's very unfortunate. Very unfortunate. Now, Paris Saint-Germain still continues to have some missed scoring opportunities. They had 6 shots on target and made 3 of them count. But Lyon actually was able to launch more counterattacks than Paris Saint-Germain, a total of 6 to be exact. As far as defense goes, Lyon actually had more clearances than Paris Saint-Germain with 15, while Paris Saint-Germain had 13. And 3 saves by the Lyon goalie, while 2 by the PSG goalie, and 10 interceptions by Lyon, and 8 by Paris Saint-Germain. So despite Lyon coughing up 3 goals, and of course that penalty as well, Lyon was still able to actually play some respectable defense. And speaking of Lyon, Lyon has been on a massive tear as of late. Especially, you know, earlier this week in the Europa League, with that 3-2 win over Eintracht Frankfurt. Of course, I briefly spoke about it with Laurent, and Laurent was astonished. I mean, as I was. You know, at one point, Lyon had a 3-1 lead over Eintracht Frankfurt. Frankfurt actually scored a second goal in the 85th minute, Lyon was able to hold on. I mean, Frankfurt really, their missing of scoring opportunities really ultimately doomed them. But as I said, Lyon had been on a tear because I think this was Lyon's first loss in the French league since. Oh boy, since September 22nd, if I'm correct, when they suffered that home loss to Olympique de Marseille. I think since then, Lyon had been on absolute tear. Lyon had not lost a match in Ligue 1. They did settle for a couple of draws, but Lyon had not suffered a loss up until today. So I think that Lyon's 3-1 loss to Paris Saint-Germain is their first loss in French Ligue 1 since September 22nd. Of course, Lyon did also had been tearing it up in the Europa League as well, so I think Lyon is certainly in a good position, but as far as I'm concerned, as far as Ligue 1 goes, that certainly tells a different story, but I really hope that Lyon were able to give a better challenge to Les Parisiens, but unfortunately that didn't really happen because PSG winning 3-1 speaks for itself. I mean, I was actually pretty certain that Olympique Lyonnais had a legitimate chance of actually pulling off the win over Paris Saint-Germain at the Parc des Princes in Paris, but unfortunately it didn't happen. So yeah, as a native Lyonnais, obviously I'm very disappointed because even though I don't necessarily have a favorite club, I care deeply about my hometown club of Olympique Lyonnais, who again have been on a bit of a tear as of late, but fortunately today, as I record, that simply wasn't the case. But Lyon, their next match in Ligue 1 is against Montpellier. Then they'll take on Brest on the road, and they'll have that match against Toulouse. They'll actually have a game against Marseille on the 2nd of February, which I look forward to. And there'll be round 2 against Paris Saint-Germain on the 23rd of February. And round 2 against Nice on the 9th of March. As far as Paris Saint-Germain goes, well, Paris Saint-Germain is hanging on as far as the Champions League is concerned. Because Paris Saint-Germain is in a good position as far as Ligue 1 goes. Because, again, they're in first place. Paris Saint-Germain's next game is against Monaco, which is going to be on the road. So that'll be interesting. And of course, January 5th, there's the Trophée des Champions final between PSG and Monaco. So two huge matches between PSG and Monaco are coming up, and I'm excited about that. Obviously, PSG versus Manchester City is a game that I've got my eye out on, and that's not going to be until the 22nd of January. So Paris Saint-Germain really has a lot on their plate. And as far as I'm concerned, they're still trying to find a way to make it through to the Champions League knockout stage. And PSG is actually in a position to where they may not make it out of the group stage. So PSG is going to have to find a way to beat Manchester City to have a chance. Because PSG is at 2 wins, 1 draw, and 3 losses in the Champions League. So certainly be something if Paris Saint-Germain failed to make it out of the group stage. I mean, that's what I predicted last year, but Paris Saint-Germain, I predicted along with David that they would finish at the bottom of the group, but that certainly wasn't the case. And of course, going back to Monaco, I mean, the fact that I'm reminded that Monaco had beaten Barcelona at home, well, that we certainly didn't see that team that lost to Arsenal. So it's very, very, very unfortunate. It's very unfortunate indeed. Well, before I take a look at the standings, I certainly want to take a look at the statistics as far as Ligue 1 goes. You know, looking at the top players, you know, I'm seeing these reports regarding Paul Pogba that he's linked with a move to Marseille, and apparently the reports that Manchester City want him. But I really don't know what to make out of that because none of these sources come from Fabrizio Romano, so therefore I have nothing to say. Jonathan David for now remains the top scorer with 11 goals, although he is followed closely by both Bradley Barcola and Mason Greenwood, who are both tied at 10 goals apiece. So obviously my friend Mr. David Scappin's got to be happy that his Canadian compatriot is still the top scorer in Ligue 1. So I expect that'll certainly change soon, but you know, as long as Jonathan David can score, it's going to happen, but at this point, it's obviously going to end. I mean, right now, as far as who will be the top scorer at the end of the season, it's either going to be Jonathan David, Barcola, or Greenwood. So, you know, for me, whoever wins it, well, again, that's just content for this show, but I can honestly say, whoever wins the award, well, it'll certainly be well-deserved. Now, if you want to take a quick look at the standings before I wrap it up. Well, as I said, Paris Saint-Germain in, on top of French Ligue 1. Their reign continues, and they're 7 points clear of Marseille and Monaco, both who were at tied at 30 points. Lille is in fourth, Lyon is in fifth, and Nice is in sixth. So, the competition continues, but it's clear that Paris Saint-Germain maintains a comfortable position. But Marseille and Monaco certainly aren't going to go away, but Marseille and Monaco have got to step it up. They have got to step it up, because sooner or later, Paris Saint-Germain could very well run away with this one, and that certainly would not be good. Ladies and gentlemen, as always, you can find Into the Net FC wherever you get your podcast. You can find it on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Pandora, as I said, anywhere you get your podcast. Thank y'all very, very much. Y'all have a good one, and God bless.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Ryan Seacrest here. When you have a busy schedule, it's important to maximize your downtime. One of the best ways to do that is by going to ChumbaCasino.com. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino games like spin slots, bingo, and solitaire that you can play for free for a chance to redeem some serious prizes. So hop on to ChumbaCasino.com now and live the Chumba life. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply.